January 6, 2016, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Well, Brother Matt, we got a wet Pedro.
Yeah, rainy day in Pedro, pretty rare.
Came storming in yesterday, good. Right? Yes. And supposed to go to tomorrow.
Storming good.
And, yeah.
That was in the Caribbean, man. It came over, it's all freaking Arctic.
Right, right. We're going to talk about this. We started with Tad's Delight, John Coltrane with Miles Davis, and then Sawako with Good Morning. Yeah, let's hear about your trip.
Yeah, it took a little different holiday deal this year.
And people, this is like a couple weeks before Xmas.
Well, it was during Christmas, too, because...
Well, when you started it.
Yeah, last year, my dad died right before Christmas, yeah. So this year we didn't want to sit around faking traditions and shit with the empty chair, so Bob wanted to take a little trip. I said, I'll go anywhere. So took a little family trip, which was a trip, and we took a Caribbean cruise, which was cool. Cruising's not my really... preferred style of travel, but it was trippy, it was fun, it was warm.
What was the name of the boat?
Holland America Zuiderdam.
Zuiderdam.
And so that was cool. They had a B.B. King's on the nightclub on the ship, so they had some cool...
You mean like New York City, that B.B. King
Yeah, Memphis,
club?
Memphis, Universal City, yeah.
And there's one in the Valley, where...
Universal
was that City. Little walk?
Yeah, Universal City Walk or something like that.
And then they had one on the boat.
Yeah, yeah. So they had some cool tunes at least as far
what,
as
like the bands.
Blues. Yeah, blue. Just the same like Memphis B.B. King All Star Band.
Okay,
they were cool. They covered some ground. And first stop, flew
How
over.
How big was the boat? Was it one of them
big giant?
Yeah, suckers? Like swimming pool.
So, a couple of them. Yeah. Casino.
And what town did you
so we
pull
flew
out
to,
from?
Flew to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And then first stop was Half Moon Key, Bahamas. And that is like a little island that's owned by the shipping company. So you don't get hustled for chiclets and shit.
Okay.
It's pretty mellow, just a bitchin' beach.
Yeah.
Cool looking three-story pirate ship that's on, looks like it crashed on, wrecked the ground, but it's just a cool bar, and then you got a big barbecue going, so that place is just kind of a mellow bitchin' beach, water and air were both 81 degrees,
wow,
yeah, it was wild, and then,
wow,
so next stop we took,
water was 81,
yeah, man, no flinch factor whatsoever,
no shrinkage,
yeah, no pod trouble.
Go into the body cavity tuck.
So the next stop was Jamaica. And I was looking forward to Jamaica, but the stop we made was Falmouth Port instead of like
Kingston
Negril or Montego Bay or Little Reels. One of the stops, Falmouth is supposed to be this authentic Georgian town, which, you know, you can call a slum whatever you want. It stunk, man. It was.
What did Georgian mean?
Like from King George.
Oh, okay, that era.
Time
okay.
period. And
so like an old-timey town?
Yeah, a lot of old shit, but it wasn't that old, you know.
Okay.
It was like turn of century maybe,
it was
20s.
More beat up.
Yeah, just beat up. And first dude, it's like Ports of Call, kind of like around the ship.
Yeah.
Same trinket crap every place, just changed the name on it. And a couple more Bob Marley shops in that one.
Okay.
But, so it's all like state compound. Yeah, yeah. So it's like same thing. Portugal, wherever you go. Once you leave the compound, though, take a little trolley ride or tour or something like that. And man, the first dude yells, "Get the fuck out of here!" So welcome to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of nice people hustling you for shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Some little tour because these first couple stops weren't full days. You just had like a few hours to go wander around. Seems like really they just shuffle you different spots to buy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're in the herd, and so that's a trippy way to be.
I've heard of these kind of tours in Hong Kong of the mainland people, and they make them buy shit.
Yeah, I stop in a store, and the bus like doesn't leave until you come out the exit.
No, there was this news thing like this lady was getting beat.
Wow.
By the tour guide for not buying shit. So yours wasn't that rough.
Not that hardcore, but it's implied.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, they'll drop you off in the key spots to go buy some shit and give you just enough time. And then when you take
what about chow? Did you get any Jamaican chow, like jerk?
I got some jerk chicken, yeah, so that was cool. And I got some Red Stripes. So that's what I wanted. I want some jerk chicken and Red Stripes. So
did it taste different, you think?
The Red Stripe, you know, I drink a lot of more craft beers and IPAs and stuff like that. So it kind of seems more watered down.
Lager.
It was cold. And that's what was important at that time.
This was in the '80s, there too, right?
Yeah. Pretty much across the board was like 79 to 83, 84, and the water was like in the low 80s. So that was amazing.
Was it kind of green looking?
Blue, like turquoise. Turquoise.
I didn't mean green like gross, but like sometimes it gets like emerald.
Yeah, the water, the colors were just amazing.
Yeah. Sand really white.
Yeah.
Was it squeaking? Where our sand is more like yellow.
Powder. It was like powder.
Yeah, I've had it where it squeaked under my feet. It was so fine.
And we cruised around Cuba on the off day, travel day between islands. So that was definitely biggest island out there.
But you didn't pull in.
Didn't get to take a pit stop. I guess they're kind of worried about that's going to change the whole tour industry down there.
Right,
area.
Right. There's no stops at Gitmo.
No. Throw a care package over. So the next stop was on Christmas Day, we went to Grand Caymans. That was Georgetown.
That's where Iggs got a pad.
Oh, yeah? All right. Just him and Sylvester Stallone, too, got a big old pad.
Is he there, too?
And everything was closed there, but we took a little trip on that one because my mom had a bucket list item. She wanted to swim with dolphins, so I took her and my brother and my nephew to swim with dolphins and out to Stingray City. It was bitching. It was a cool spot. It wasn't like all like slave dolphins, really. They were cool. It was like a big outdoor thing.
It was outdoors, though. It wasn't a pool, right?
Yeah. Okay. It had real water and stuff.
Okay. Bathtub.
So that was cool. First, we went to Stingray City, and that was a trip. Just a sandbar out in the middle of nowhere, like an hour ride. And the water's about 3 feet deep, and you're not even out of the boat yet. You just see all these stingrays, big old suckers, coming from all over the place. Wow. So you jump in the water, and they hand them to you, and they put them on you, and you get
They're not scary? Because I thought they had the tails.
You got it. They got it. The guy put it in his mouth to prove it wasn't scary.
Jesus. And, he put the barb?
Yeah. And so...
What's it from? Like stepping on them? That's when you get
stepping on them is a bad thing. So they tell you, don't step on them.
Well taken.
So I wonder if that would work here. You know, I don't want to test it, but there's a lot more stingrays here since the water was warmer than last year. So a lot of people stepped on
them. You said they were like flying out of the water?
Man. Oh, I've seen a big manta rays flying.
Manta rays?
Yeah, I did. I swam with them in the Big Island in Hawaii. That was wild because they're so giant.
Yeah.
But this was like kind of touristy. There's a bunch of people. It was still a bitching thing to do. And then you get to handle the thing, kiss the thing for good luck, put them on your back, get a picture. You can feed them. They don't have teeth, but man, I'll tell you, that sucker can chomp pretty good because he got my thumb. And it's like maybe no teeth,
like
just top and bottom molar, just a big chomper.
Okay.
So he nipped that thing. It was throbbing for about a half hour or so, but he got his squid. So that was a cool trip. Dolphins were trippy.
You chowed him squid?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so he just kind of stuck it out with those funky lips on their bottom. And the dolphin was cool. You know, he does his dolphin stuff and gives you a kiss and gives you a ride. And,
yeah, they got teeth, though.
Yeah. But they're smart enough to not chomp you, I guess.
Here's some music for me.
Save it till the morning after. Manic depressive parents is all I got from God.
Thank you.
Pedro Show, brand new Disciplina Kichma Koya, Spazi Folk, first part, then Petra Hayden with Save a Prayer, Hey, Bet.
Hey, Petra.
Yeah, we should say, the guest you lined up for us.
Yeah, he's sick. He didn't want to make us sick. He was really bummed.
Yeah.
He gave me a call last night
yeah.
and said how he was really bummed, but he was really sick and didn't want
to. That's better than getting a call from the manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, why don't I have these questions in here?
Yeah, so he hopes that it can get rehooked up real
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, yeah. I think he... A Fresno guy or something. He's San Joaquin.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So he did have a drive.
And he came in late. No, but later on he ended up in SoCal.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's where he started out. Then Four Ride by Ichi. Berlin Redhead. Nervous Gender from 1979. Richard Meltzer's Have Cats from Hell show. My Little Heart, Labor Camp. DVD Sweetener, Black Moss Super Rainbow. Can-Can Heads with Spazdomatico. Hombres Machos. Luther Toby, Flint and Steel, Sylvia Giancusa, that's got Brother Steve Reed on the bass, Dix with George Jackson, Willow from Barron's Whitfield and the Savages, Homotnos Uzmadoma, brand new album, Dr. Amazon with Radio, and finally, Super Fast Girly Show out of Liverpool with I Don't Care.
So speaking of Steve Reed,
yeah.
Saw him at the X Show, that was cool.
That's right.
And, he's going to be getting on here soon.
That's too. Right, with Cat. They just did a new, from Legal Weapon, they did a new recording. So that they're going to come on there.
Very cool.
I think it's 10 February.
Oh, cool.
One dolphin swam with all you guys, or is there a pack of dolphins?
Oh, there's a couple of them. They put you in little groups so that nobody gets overwhelmed, I guess.
Is there a handler?
Yeah, there's some trainer there with the bucket of fish. Yeah, it's cool. My mom and my aunt, they're 80. They hadn't been in the water in over 30 years or something. So they got in the water on a trip. That was cool.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
So where did she get that notion?
The bucket list item? Cute suckers, I guess, want to have the experience with the cute suckers.
Yeah. It's better than Pete Merkin trying to swim with the fucking sea lion.
That didn't work. Yeah, she wants a zip line too, and she got a few bucket list items she's attacking. So
yeah,
that's cool.
Notching them off.
I like to work mine so I don't have a list at the end. But you know, as long as you get to do what you want to do,
yeah,
so that's cool. So then the next stop on the thing was to Tulum down at Cozumel. So what? The ship stopped at Cozumel. Some of these places are just made for cruise ships. There's like six cruise ships at Cozumel when we're there. And then there's just all kinds of trips.
I wonder if they like outnumbers of people living there.
Man, I bet. Some days like that. So I hadn't been to Yucatan in a long time.
Yeah.
And it's a bitchin' place down there. I dig on all the Mayan stuff. So I...
Yeah, so like step pyramids and...
Yeah. So I wanted to do a choice. You know, you go to Chichen Itza. Coba, Tulum,
yeah.
And there are a few different spots. And Tuan had been down there a few times since I had been there. And when I got there, I got stuck on Isla Mujeres for 3 weeks. Not stuck, but we had so much fun, we didn't leave.
Yeah.
And so that kind of blew the rest of the trip out of whack. So he had gone down since then and had been to those places. So I said, if you only had like so many hours to go in one of these places, where would you go? He said Tulum, since it's on the beach. And so that's why I picked it. And so I had to jump, even get off the dock in Cozumel. I went to the other end where the ferry was.
Yeah.
Caught a ferry over the mainland. And then there was a bus. Jump on a bus for like an hour. Go down to Tulum. Cruise around for a few hours. And trip on it. And what a bitchin' place to be sacrificed.
We started in the first hour. Some heart pluck. How many chow pads show that guy with a lot of feathers, right? The doctor. In the first hour, first show of 2016, people. January 6th. Hold tight for hour two. January 6th, 2016, second hour of Watt for Pedro show.
Tallest tale. it could do, what it could do for the rest. Unwind the reel to break this ride. Without you coming, I'll scribble poems again. Rewrap the wrinkles, toys, our time for the rest. Unwind the reel to break this ride. Without you coming, I'll scribble poems again. Rewrap the wrinkles, toys, our time. We'll be right back.
there's no telling what she'll shine with her arms around.
Ordinary. flutter my delight. Crowds of insects, spotlight on friends, visions in the dreaming, but bug-flecked night, no end to streetlight shadow. Careful around the globe of light, bat, faint, flutter, peak of dark night, twirl around and flash my delight. Bat, saint, streetlight, arc of madness flashed on sight, darting in and out of my vision, dripping through the night to swoop away like focused chaos, all directed around the light. Bat, saint, streetlight, in the night, all right. Flutter my delight, crowds of insects, spotlight on friends, visions in the dreaming, but bug-flecked night, no end to streetlight shadow. Careful around the globe of light, bat, faint, flutter, peak of dark night, twirl around and flash my delight. Bat, faint, streetlight, arc of madness flashed on sight, darting in and out of my vision, dripping through the night to swoop away like focused chaos, all directed around the light. Bat, faint, streetlight, in the night, all right.
Are you a dirty room? Silver Coke spoon. Give me my release. Back Afghani. It's got you weak in the knee. Some seeds and dust. You got bust on. Well, it was sure as slap you down. You take a greasy heart, roll in the asphalt, get your head spinning round. You're out on the road. Well, there's a new power come. Take some urban noise, urban poison. Don't listen to
Pedro Show. Start second hour off with Secret Cat doing Wrinkling. And Coco Wawa, brand new from Familia Miranda. Chili Cat's living in Barcelona. Sailor Alexander from Sassafras has got a new proj called Mid Coitus. Boning, right?
Yeah,
in the middle of boning.
Yeah,
and the song's called Kid Coitus. Coitus?
He's the boy.
Okay. I'm going to play with him tomorrow. There's a first gig for Watt 2016 is Harvard and Stone. Something for the Dirty Laundry people to celebrate their new website. Remember they came
over? Yeah, a long time ago. I don't know.
Right. Michael, he's still going, and he's having us play. And Sailor and his mid-coitus band. Coitus?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck, I've never used that word much. I always knew what it kind of meant. Then Alex came with Arms Around the World. Reg Bloor from her new album, Carnival Tragedy, is the tune. Brand new Quagabara, I think these cats are Long Beach. They're called Rats in the Louvre, and the tune's Leech. Joe Brewer, cousin Jack Brewer, out of Madison with poem Bat Saint Streetlight. Then we had Cosmodrone with Detenting.
Detenting, taking the tent off?
I wonder. This German cat, so detenting, yeah, getting out of your fucking tent. And, or maybe it just means pulling your pants down, you know. Super Chuck, Breaking Down. Solanke, A Letter for Mr. Antimatter. And finally, in celebration of Nels Klein's B-Day.
Happy birthday, Nels.
2 days ago, he turned 6-0. Oh,
wow.
Him and Bob Lee and myself doing Humble Pie 30 Days in the Hole. I think it was the day that after the Sonic Youth got all their shit donated.
Oh, man.
There was a festival. It was only 1 year. It was called This Ain't No Picnic. And it only was 1 year, 1999. And I think Lee got some of these guitars back, a couple, but everything got stolen. They still played, though. They ended up playing. So you would recommend Tulum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that whole stretch of Yucatan's righteous.
Yeah.
There's so many cool spots down there. There's those are like the known places. You go hang out there and get to know the unknown places that are around.
Right,
so
right.
You get away from the crowds and get to check out the real
tourist
cool stuff.
So yeah.
A lot of those cenotes down there have been bought up by private people, so they're on private land now. So then they'll have their own deal. They'll charge people to come and do it. So in some ways it's probably cool, in some ways.
But they still let you check it out.
In a lot of them, I guess. Yeah, I was talking to this dude and asking him, because I think that's pretty interesting to go check out these
pools and especially if they protect them maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
From crumbling.
Mm-hmm. So that's like when I was down in Yucatan, last time I was like 80 or 81.
Yeah.
So it's a while
ago. Wow, 30 years.
Yeah, so it was kind of like not really as on the map at that time. It was just starting to be. So at that time, you could go on the pyramids and stuff.
Right, right.
And now they're all like, you can't really go climb around on that stuff. Unless
you know, that's the way Stonehenge is. They got a rope.
Mm.
Because I think it was getting all ruined.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know walking around Parthenon, Acropolis, in Athens, all shiny. I mean, there's so many people have been there.
Yeah.
So
it was down to like Montezuma's Castle and stuff. When I went there as a kid, you could go climb or trip around all over the place. Now it wouldn't be there anymore.
Right, So after that part of the adventure?
After Tulum, then we hit the beach and just kicked it at some cool beach and chilled, jump in the water, eat, and then caught a bus back.
Chow?
Spaghetti. Fish tacos, chicken fajita tacos, rice, beans, black beans down there.
Black
like,
beans.
Spaghetti was an unusual choice. it was all right.
And then? Get back on the boat?
Yeah, well, then they drop you over in Playa Grande in one of those situations for you to spend money.
Again.
Because it's like the bus will be here in an hour. Well, the boat leaves like in a few minutes. Can't we just jump on that boat? No, I'll give you your ticket when it's time. You know, so you got to come back and, you kind of hold out on the ticket back until you got some time to spend your dough. So that was a trip, though. I saw those dudes, you know, who they're up on a pole. The guy got a little eagle whistle and a funky drum. And then the dudes they jump off the top of the pole and they're tied by their ankle. And they're just spinning face down to earth.
Total balls out.
Yeah, man. So I've seen those dudes.
The frame was like church bells. I've seen that, man. And you saw it in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it on like Chariots of the Gods or something like that.
Well, brother, man, what do you got waiting for us on this edition of the Spin Cycle?
Well, you just mentioned something about some German dudes. I forgot what you
detenting.
Said. Detenting. The detenting guy.
Cosmodrone.
Yes, so that's a pretty loose connection, but there's these German dudes who live in town now called Demmental. I think it was one of the camps, maybe. But they just were in Joshua Tree tripping, and now they figured Demetown is like a long name for DMT. So I guess
they, the droga.
They must have had some kind of cool time out there in the desert to come back with this new epiphany.
Okay.
So anyway, they play on the roof here. They play at the Santa Monica Pier on Thursday concerts this summer. So they got some stuff going on. And so they gave me a handful of CDs.
Yeah.
And so we'll check them out and see.
They're Pedro.
Yeah, they've been hanging out in Pedro, yeah. Yeah, so.
What town did they come from? Demmin?
You know, I'm not sure what town in Germany they came from. I'm not sure, but.
How do you spell their name?
Let's see. DENMANTAU.
that's all right.
Pedro show.
That's little baby Dave.
Yeah. We're just
talking about Rennie.
About Rennie, right.
Yeah, Rennie back in action.
Renware is back. And Raul actually has come to save the day because he's caught a little short there.
Sweet, I seen Raul making some shirts back for that new brewery that never opens.
Oh, you mean at the Crafted?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Crafted, I think. Yeah. So one of the warehouses people. Mm. It was supposed to, in the summertime, right?
Last summer.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
keep getting put back.
Anyway, Raul's doing really good with his Cali Mucho.
Cool.
His t-shirt
awesome.
Thing, and helping with Rennie. What was the motivation drive behind your cyclage?
Well, just kind of started with the DMT German cats and just slipped into the Mighty Mojo Prophets because it mentioned Henry Carvajal, and I didn't have anything by him.
Yeah.
And I know he plays with them sometimes. Not that he played on that particular cut, but they're all local SoCal blues cats.
Sure.
And then Rick Holstrom, we're talking about him, too.
We're going to have him on the show.
And so...
playing with Steve Hodges, who's the drummer man on the first opera.
Yeah, he plays also with Mavis Staples.
That's right, that trio.
Yeah, and so, yeah, he's got a real cool album I've dug on for a long time, too, so that'll be cool. So it kind of took that little blues mode and took it from there.
Happening. And of the second hour, January 6, 2016, people, hold tight for hour three. January 6, 2016 is the third hour of Watt from Pedro Show.
I see 10 cookies and I want 10 more.
Everybody could see him, and to me, be a trophy. worse. Getting man is comfortable, it's wonderful, it's bliss. Enemies they can make you over, but I never really felt it like this. Getting man is comfortable, it's wonderful, it's bliss. Enemies they can make you over, but I never really felt it like this. Getting man is comfortable, it's wonderful, it's bliss. Enemies they can make you over, but I never really felt it like this.
I like to see what the summer when the sky is blue.
Another personality. prototype called Chipsify, which is rather similar in some ways, is that if you have some pointers towards, some indications of Chipsify, you are more likely to be a creative achiever.
Fever Show started the third hour off with Hell in a Handbag, something live from Dynasty Handbag. That's why I had on last week while you were still in.
Oh, yes, bummed I missed
your,
that.
On your trip there.
That was Jibs, Petra? Yeah.
Pet came down to Pedro. It was bitching. Big Crux with Elmar Boogie after that. Big Road of Bravo. Bravo. B-U-R-R-A-V-O-E. It's new for me. But Z Trigueros, so maybe it's Spanish or Portuguese. The Operas with Walter, we're going to have a Skype spiel with them beginning of February.
Oh, cool.
In fact, Brother Matt's got his iMac, we're back in Skype mode.
The big screen.
Right. Believe it or not, people, it got taken out by electrical storms, so with this rainy stuff and... If you want to unplug your pewter when it's going down.
Yeah,
I Like You by Earthworm Ensemble, El Caco with Curious, and finally, Kazu, Reverent Circle. After the Grand Playa.
Got back on a ferry, and nobody puked on the way back that I could tell.
Okay.
I noticed stuff like that since I worked on the Catalina boat.
Yeah, right.
It really looked like the same makers of boats and the jet cats.
Same kind of boat. Wow.
Going over on that crossing, that the morning's usually rougher going from Cozumel to the mainland.
Yeah.
So going back at night was mellower. I did see people puking on the morning trip.
Puked his brains out when I took him to Catalina. That was all sky, all water. That was rough.
Yeah, man, that channel gets going. Then we were the last ones back when I got on a boat. There was only 7 more people to get back on the boat out of like 2,000 people.
Whoa.
So, those trips took like 8.5 hours. So that was the only day that we had like a full day in port. And the next day we spent at sea heading back to Fort Lauderdale. And then the ship was going to go on for another week cruise someplace else. It was on like normally does Panama Canal, Costa Rica deal, so the crew was happy to do something different. And it was a 2-week deal. We were only on 1 week. They came back to Fort Lauderdale, dropped some people off, and probably picked up some others. Some people stayed, but Fort Lauderdale for them was just another port to go visit. And so there were excursion stuff. Our flight didn't leave until night, so we had a whole day to spend. And
spend some money?
So went and, no, well, okay.
You're free of those guys, right? By that,
it's an option. Okay. So we took some excursion over to the Everglades. So,
Wow.
Yeah, jumped in
there. Airboats?
Yeah, went airboat tripping and gator hunting.
What's it like right now? You sit up high in those motherfuckers.
Well, the driver's sitting up high. He got us sitting down low, so we're more gator close. but when you go, this was like we took the trip to a national park, Everglades National Park Zone, so it was more legit and everything. When you're out there cruising in some of those back roads with Billy Bob's out there and stuff, everybody seemed to have an airboat in the yard. And those get going pretty quick, and they go over the mud. And
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty
really
wild.
Really shallow, flat bottom.
Yeah, so it's a wild ride.
Literally like a big airplane motor just pushing your ass.
Yeah, you just got a couple of those big-ass fans in the back.
And they sit up pretty high.
Yeah, so the driver, he's way up there.
Yeah, so we can see ahead of him.
Yeah. Marlon Perkins, Wild Kingdom.
Shit in the teeth. Here's my music. Here's the last tunes for this edition.
Feel my hand lying on your chest. Calm your breath, breathe in and out. And I will comfort you and heal your pain. Where did you come from, little bird? I made you feel so out of tune. Your song is great, and I am loving you. So you see, it is an endless story. Whoever spreads his wings to fly tumbles down in a white. You see the world with all its beauty and its loss. So you lost, so lost, come and rest with me. Come close.
Music for this edition. Water Landing with Hey Fran. After that, Chinese Herbal Medicine with Comments. World's Forgotten Sons with Eyes. Kinbaum and Kestner, Short and Sweet. Dan Francia, Forever. Blue Sweater from David Nusselhoff. Elephant's Palace by Elmo and the Sticks. Swan's Lake, Miller Doika You Need, and finally, Swan Song by Tuggy.
Tuggy.
Tuggy, right. I think out of Leipzig. Germany. Speaking of German. Brother Matt, what kind of advice would you give somebody about cruise boats?
Well, I think of the cruise ship travel style as like the sampler platter, you know? Because normally I want to be someplace doing stuff, not on a boat looking at some place of people doing stuff. But if you don't know or you get the opportunity to go check it out, like Alaska's cool, tripping on the glaciers, because that's something you want to look at. You can't necessarily go on them.
My sister did that.
Yeah, it's cool. I went on that was the only previous one I went and took helicopter around, dog sled, and on the thing. That was cool. I also recommend trying to use the stairs as much as you can. There's like 9 stories or 10 stories on these ships, and there's a lot of food all the time. So
yeah, I heard about that. Buffets, like the chow is always out.
Yeah, pretty much. And so it can be dangerous. So I think I actually lost a couple pounds, which is a trip on the thing, because I just try to keep working the stairs instead of the elevators
stairs,
and stuff. And then, personally, I think if I was to do that style of traveling again, I like the idea of tripping on a transatlantic crossing just for tripping on the old style.
Oh, the danger.
Yeah. And then Mississippi River on one of those old paddle wheeler things. They got smaller ships now, so I'd be interested in doing smaller ships.
Wow.
In the Caribbean, they also got those barefoot windjammer things, so you get to go to smaller islands, ports where there's no other boats and cooler beaches and stuff, I think.
So smaller scale, you say?
Yeah, a little more smaller
scale. But the big scale, it's kind of...
I'm not into the herd trip.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of herd ball.
Yeah, so that's what I think... if someone was going to go for it, I would say. I had a room with a balcony, too. That was pretty bitching to have a balcony. So it's better like things. Being in some little... The rooms aren't that big. You could be down under the waterline, probably, in the cheap seats.
Steerage, like for animals.
Yeah.
They brought people over.
Yeah.
Probably our folks came over.
Like those old slave layouts.
Steerage. Oh, yeah, the head to toe.
The most people on there, yeah.
More dudes would die on the journey than make it.
Yeah.
It was fucked up. And you know the Amazing Grace song?
Mm.
One of those boat guys, he finally quit that shit, and he wrote that tune.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Like, fucking, what a nightmare.
Yeah, real hell ride. Yeah.
But it's over. Okay, so I'm curious, how was the chow?
There were
not just quantity-wise.
In the restaurants, we went to some restaurants where it's not like just... go show up, you know, it's like a restaurant. And that chow was awesome.
Okay.
And the buffet...
They're like cooking to order, it's not buffet.
Yeah, it's like a real restaurant. And the buffet, they had some good stuff. They had some options. Like the breakfast really went off big. They got Omelette Master whipping them up for you and all kinds of stuff if you're into that. I'm not a big breakfast dude, though, so... you should just go get some Kahlua and coffees and pineapple.
Okay.
But
what about the whole trip? What was the best chow you had?
Man, they had some killer crab legs down there in filet mignon at Christmas down at this restaurant Pinnacle on board. That was pretty.
It was on the
chow.
Boat.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Better than
chow.
Any of the land pads that you went to.
Yeah, because we were getting shuffled on land, you know, and so it wasn't really. I value more authentic experience as opposed to like the Portugal type of
thanks so much for enlightening me, because I you know I worked in that parking lot, so I saw the boats come and go, but never been on one. It's been January 6, 2016, people. At least I never said 15 yet. Thanks so much, Brother Matt.
Certainly.
Glad to have you back in our town. Everybody out there, for the rest of the year, have a good one. Keep your powder dry. Yeah.